Twiskin.
That's right. Do it. Yeah. I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T.
And it's Unfocused episode
247.
That's right.
This is the Pupitar episode.
And I didn't change the picture, so we're going to get last week's Pokemon up here.
It don't matter. He's not the same motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's the Pupitar episode, and he is the hard shell Pokemon.
Cool. Yeah. That makes sense.
I'm okay with it.
He's a cocoon. He is. All right. So, yeah, episode 247. We're back.
Yeah, how was your focus week, AJ?
You know, it was balling. I think. I don't know.
That's what I like. You know, that's what I expect from it.
Don't forget, Collision 28 production.
Live on right? twitch.tv/collision28.
Also, you can find us on YouTube/unfocusedpodcast. Like, yes.
Yeah, like, comment, and subscribe. Do all the things.
That's right. But yeah, so did some, a lot of DDR.
Oh, actually, shit. You getting in shape?
I've been playing some DDR. Actually, I haven't played in the last couple days. But before that, I was playing. I could play like a good 3 days in a row. You know, good time. We got everything working. Everything's good. Found some tracks that I forgot I had. You know, so just that. Nothing new there. Played some Soul Calibur. Played some Guilty Gear. I feel like I played something else. Oh, right now, just play some Tetris.
All right.
Oh, my God. So, back in the day, we used to play 64, the new Tetris, which is, like, my all-time favorite Tetris. Me and my mom would play, and it has four-player mode on that shit. So, me and my mom and, you know, whoever else was around would play together, right?
Yeah.
And we all hated getting the red controller because, you know, in Tetris, you could push up, and it does a fast drop.
Yeah.
For some reason, that red controller, every time you pushed up, it will go like to the left and then fast down every single time.
One spot over drop?
Yeah. It was fucking the most annoying thing.
You know, not an arcade, but not a controller, but I remember being in an arcade where they had Tetris, and when you would drop the fast drop, it would move over and then drop it.
Yeah.
I was like, you motherfucker.
I just have mean flashbacks right now playing Tetris right now. Because on the stupid Pro Controller, I don't know why I did that, but it was doing that. I would hit up and it side to the side and go down. I was like, the fuck? No.
It was like, surprise, motherfucker.
Seriously, yeah. I was getting mean flashbacks from back in the day right now.
You know what's funny? When I played Luminous Live on 360, that was the reason I don't play Luminous Live anymore. Because I remember, like, you know, you use a joystick, right?
Yeah.
If you were even just a fraction off, it'll move in and drop. Like, and I was like, man, fuck this shit.
Yeah. Some games are like that. I think, and then on top of that, the Switch is fucking weird. It only charged, like, one, what is it called? Joy-Con. The right Joy-Con was like half dead right now. How the fuck does that happen? It's been plugged in for like a week now. Anyways, I think I'm done with my rant.
All right. Other unfocused week things, I guess, for me. Soul Calibur, for sure, just like AJ, been playing a lot. Picked up a new character. Or an old character, relearning, I guess I could say. Other than that, reading the new X-Men comics that have been coming out. I just finished reading the Avengers, the next one to continue catching up to that Secret Wars thing. It was really fucking good. Alpha Flight had a little appearance in there too. It was a really good comic. I definitely recommend it for. Yeah, they're a super team from Canada.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah,
I don't want to know.
That's Wolverine's first team. That's what Wolverine was part of before he was part of the X-Men. Hmm. And they're actually pretty badass. Surprised, you know, despite them being a random Canadian team, they're shit. You know, they're pretty cool.
Yeah, what do they know though?
Not Canadians. As much as America. I'll tell you that. But yeah, it was really it was a really good comic. It's interesting seeing the Avengers members on the team, like, and getting to see how they all have their part, because they have a big-ass team, so every issue, they don't use the whole team. Every issue, they highlight which members will be in this issue. And then, like, so, you know, sometimes it's Captain America, Spider-Man, you know, right. Iron Man, and whoever else, and then next time it's Captain Marvel, the Hulk, and...
Oh, so they keep switching off?
Yeah, they switch off. Like,
that's cool.
It's pretty cool. A very interesting idea for a comic. Like, you know you have the team, and you just kind of wait for the combination you like, you know, as you're reading it and stuff. It's pretty cool. And some of them are fighting, like, super-powered shit. Meanwhile, like, Shang-Chi and Black Widow were, like, doing some fucking casino gambling, like, all undercover and shit, you know? Like, it was pretty cool. It was cool shit.
Nice.
But, yeah, so I've been reading that. I think... Oh, I saw this movie. It was based off an H.P. Lovecraft book. H.P. Lovecraft is a horror pioneer. He used to do cosmic horror, like space shit coming to Earth and fucking
space
us up.
Shit.
You know,
okay, that's crazy.
Yeah, dude, I think you might like that shit if you get into it. H.P. Lovecraft, he's all about cosmic horror, like space things coming down and making shit worse here on Earth.
Did he write Predator?
No. Cosmic War is even... It's like that, but imagine if it's more abstract than that. Like, more fucking, like... More like a spirit comes down or, like, a being that's, like, way more advanced than you rather than something that's going to hunt you.
Right.
Yeah, but he had a new movie. It was called A Color Out of Space. And it was starring Nicolas Cage, surprisingly, and did a great job because he was chill when he needed to be chill. And when the movie got crazy...
He was
crazy. You know he got crazy. You know how Nicolas Cage does it. So he turned up. Yeah, so I watched that. It was really good. Lastly, on Disney Plus, I'm just kind of like randomly going through Earth's Mightiest Heroes, the old school episodes. Like, you know, whenever I see a Marvel character that I don't know much about, I just watch that episode. I watched the Kang the Conqueror episode. I watched the episode about the Masters of Evil. Because I think they're coming in the movies pretty soon. Like, basically a bunch of Avenger villains that decide to make a team too.
Nice.
Led by Zemo.
Maybe we'll get that in Captain Falcon Winter Soldier.
Yeah, maybe. My money's on that something like that's happening. Mm. Anyway, that's basically my unfocused week. So with that, I guess we'll jump into the main part of the show.
One thing I remember I did too, I played Risk. Risk with Chris and Steven because Chris hasn't played in forever and Steven's never played.
So yeah, I might have to get on the next game because for your birthday there's going to be a special event, right?
Yeah, I want to play. I just want to play.
Let's fucking do it.
I know Wag's coming through, so... I know, he gets crazy on that shit, too.
I'm going to start watching some YouTube videos tonight. If anybody want to email me some hints, feel free.
But yeah, that was fun just to play that again. And then like I warned him, too. It's like, it's all RNG. And then, yeah, just Chris got some bad dice rolls, so he's like super salty afterwards.
I know, he got some bad rolls. I saw that shit.
Anyways, and trivia question. Oh, shit, I forget you can't see the shit on the screen. So last week we asked, which actor and comedian voices Jasper in Fable 3?
Did you get an answer on email?
John, I don't know, probably not. John Cleese?
Okay.
Cleese, like cheese, but like with an L? Don't know who he is, but okay, cool. And then other question was, introduced in Mario Kart 64 and a staple of the series since, which controversial projectile targets the race leader?
Yeah, the blue shell, right?
Yeah, that's what it is, the blue shell or the spiny shell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got hit by one of those recently, and last time I played Mario Kart, and I haven't played since.
Fuck, man, it's traumatizing. All right, guys, don't forget, you can also follow us on Twitter at @unfocus28. We're also on Instagram at @unfocuspodcast. So subscribe, like, app, you know, all that shit.
All that stuff. Religion28.com for the main stuff, if you can't find it anywhere else. And then you can always email us.
Dollar bills. Yeah, I don't know why, but I thought that was the right time to say that.
I think it was. Right. UnfocusedPodcast@gmail.com for any emailing needs.
Yeah, questions, things you want us to talk about, shoot them there.
Yeah. All right. I guess we'll... Oh, yeah. Let me get this ready, but we're about to do this.
Okay.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Let's get it, crunk.
All right. So last week's episode, we left you with some news, and I don't think we have any follow-ups, so I just wanted to sound cool.
He just wanted to say it. Well, he didn't lie. We definitely did leave you with some news last week. You want me to kick us off, or you want to do it?
I'll start off with something. I didn't write it down here, but I just remembered it. Mm-hmm. But currently, right now, I know Animal Crossing has some pre-orders out there right now. If you go to Target and pre-order there, I know they give you like this cool Animal Crossing-looking journal. And some other places give you some other like cool like swag for pre-ordering the game. So if you're interested, look out for that to pre-order. If you want to get some cool swag from different stores, check all the different locations, see what they're offering. But there's some good stuff out there.
All right.
Animal Crossing coming out March 20th.
Keep your eyes open. Other things to know about. There will be...
Blood today.
There will be blood. Because there's going to be a new Mortal Kombat movie. Me and AJ kind of looked at the trailer for it earlier. Yeah. You know, honestly, the weird thing about this is it's everything I've always wanted for Mortal Kombat.
And more.
And more. you know, they put this trailer out. You can see it on YouTube right now, and it's called Mortal Kombat Legends, Scorpion's Revenge.
So I'm guessing it's going to be focused on Scorpion then, right?
I'm guessing. I mean, the trailer looks like it's really... about all of them. The trailer makes it seem like it's like the movie, basically, like, you know, telling you about the whole tournament.
Well, first off, it's like the movie for sure because they got the movie theme song in there.
Yeah, and then they actually
very subtly, but
and the fact they have the three humans as a team together too. I know Sonya, Liu Kang, and Johnny Cage are a team again. Like right? that doesn't happen in the video games, you know. And then on top of that, yeah, but it's called Scorpion's Revenge, and so we're assuming it's gonna be focused on him trying to probably kill Sub-Zero. I'm assuming, and Quan Chi, because that's his whole story. He's from a rival ninja group of theirs. But it looks good. And then we were recently told the trailer's out on YouTube now, so you guys can watch it now. It looks pretty cool. A lot of Easter egg references to 90s fans and of old school Mortal Kombat throughout that trailer.
Yes.
And let us know what you caught on it if you want to email us. But other thing, there's also going to be a Red Band trailer for this pretty soon, like in the next couple days. So meaning this will be a rated R animated movie. This one is going to be pretty nuts and bloody.
This Mortal Kombat, this animated one?
It's going to get a Red Band.
I was wondering that too, because I was like, I wonder if they're going to actually kill off some of the characters.
Yeah.
There's going to be some beheadings and some fatalities and stuff like that.
And you're right. There will be that.
It's nice.
We'll see a trailer revealing how bloody it's going to get in the next couple days. But just know that Red Band trailer is coming and this will be bloody.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so Mortal Kombat Legends, Scorpion's Revenge. Keep an eye out for that. It's funny, the last thing I remember being called Mortal Kombat Legends was Mortal Kombat Legends Sub-Zero. You remember that game for 64?
There was a Sub-Zero game.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, was it called Legends,
though? Wasn't it called Mortal Kombat Legends?
I don't think it was called Legends, but definitely a Sub-Zero's name was in it, though.
They had a subtitle for it. You know, I'm going to look into it. We'll talk about it as we go on.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, it comes out to DVD in April. Keep your eyes open for the Scorpion's Revenge.
I can't find it right now, but I heard like over the weekend the Royal Rumble happened for WWE. Mm-hmm. And one of the female wrestlers there, she came in into the ring dressed as one of the Mortal Kombat characters.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I forgot what character she was. Sindel, I think? Sindel?
Oh, Sindel. Yeah, the mom of Jade and all them.
No, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know any story. How do you know this so much story, but like you don't want to play the damn game?
Because I have played the games. That's why I know I don't want to play them anymore. I know too much. I played up to 3, so I know the story up to number 3.
All right.
Also, I said the wrong date. This will be coming out March 8th.
And it's straight to, like, Blu-ray and DVDs.
Straight to Blu-ray, DVD, yeah. March 8th. I wish it was showing in some theaters. Hopefully they get some select theater releases, but there's probably not going to be it.
All right,
AJ?
All right. Also, all the things that happened this past weekend. EVO Japan happened. Actually, it started last week when we were doing the show, and it continued throughout the weekend, you know, as EVOs do. Mm-hmm. And then we had a couple of actually, as far as updates go, Tekken showed us. Actually, they didn't show us anything. They just told us, yeah, by the way, those updates are coming out January 28th. So actually, it came out the other day, wow. Which is that some balances, hopefully some Leroy balances, and also the My Replay thing where you can record a match and then it kind of shows you what moves are happening, and it also shows you, I think, a good counter against certain attacks. Like, you know, for like whiffs and all that. So that thing's part of that. Soul Calibur showed off a trailer.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. I saw it.
Yeah, we all saw that. So it's they're kind of showing us. Oh, I thought I had the trailer here. What a fail. Thought this was a trailer link. But anyways, it was just Hanmaru versus Mitsurugi. Right, I think this is it, yeah. But it's going to be some crap link. Oh, no, I think it works. Oh, it looks like it works.
Full screen that shit.
Got some pretty like mountains and
very Japanese.
Some very Japanese stuff going on here. Yeah, this new stage is pretty dope. Finally,
I was gonna say
finally a new stage.
A proper new
Supposedly
stage.
Supposedly we got one last time, but technically it was just
another stage in daytime.
Exactly. This one is actually different looking and everything. And ooh, it's in English. So yeah, we got another samurai from the SNK Samurai Showdown. Versus Mitsurugi, Soul Calibur staple, with his new fucking attacks, and I don't want to see this samurai bullshit right now. But, you know, that's what happens. Is he fast enough to GI you and then hit you with that big slash?
Is that what they were trying to say?
Because he GI'd him and then hit him with that big slash.
Oh, that would suck.
I know, that would suck. But yeah, he's the 9th DLC character, part of the Season 2 pass. Coming out in spring, I believe, is what they said. So we still don't have a date yet. Soon, that's all they say is soon. But it's in spring. That's about all they told us. But yeah. The fun has just begun. You fought well. Glad I came all the way out here. Oh, he wants to go at it again.
All
huh?
the way to the third dimension, bro.
For real. Yeah,
this is
right?
a fucking big ass trip.
So we got that. And I think as far as announcements go, there's one more announcement that we got from EVO Japan as well. We got some, new characters coming to, Samurai Showdown. Samurai Shodown has some very like Japanese looking
everything
trailers.
The style, yeah, you're so yeah. right.
Well, let's see if they showed us the new characters. There we go. Season pass
is
two.
Is it Mitsurugi?
Imagine. Actually, there's one character that's still a question mark, but they show us three right now. And we'll see them all pretty quickly right here. But here's one chick who I'm kind of down to use because she uses a bow and arrow.
Oh, dope.
That sounds annoying.
And she wears a thong back in the days? I didn't think they even had those back then.
That's all they had back in the day.
Oh, that's true. Even the guys, right?
Like, yeah, exactly. You saw Hiachi in Tekken 4.
That's right. He's not from back in the day.
Shut up. You know what I mean?
This fool uses water as a weapon?
I guess so.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, that's his name right there. Something Kazama.
Sogetsu Kazama. Water is his sword. That's
he must be an Aquarius like me. And then, a new chick.
What the fuck is this?
A new chick.
Iroha.
What's her weapons? She's almost like two-handed.
Tompas?
Like, yeah, well, we don't get to see her style at all right now either, so she's lighter for sure. And the third character is empty, so we don't know who this... I mean, sorry, the fourth character is empty, so we don't know who that is yet.
Nightmare.
Right? That'd be crazy, yeah, actually. Nightmare would be pretty sick. but yeah, some new Samurai Shodown characters too. As far as like cool announcement that came out of EVO, I think that's pretty much all we got. Sword Games gave us some cool look at their new DLC and all that. So yeah, look out for that. Also, I think they mentioned too that Samurai Shodown coming to the Switch like next month.
Fucking finally.
But PC, no date yet, but it is coming to PC. So yeah, I think it's...
It's only been 4 months, so what the fuck, right?
February 25th is when it's coming out to the Switch.
All right.
And then PC is planned, but no date.
Not acceptable, but whatever. Okay, so Monday afternoon, ready for new news?
Yeah.
Monday afternoon, new news broke that Paramount is working on not one, but two new Transformers movies.
Okay.
All right, so this is the only fact from this news. All right, so I'm going to tell you some conjecture and some little details, information people have been pulling to kind of give us an idea of what these are about. But the only thing that's factual is Paramount right now is working on two Transformers movies from two different writers, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah, but no, don't worry. Just check it out.
Okay.
So one movie is set to be a spinoff of Bumblebee or within his universe.
Okay.
They haven't said if it's Bumblebee 2 or if it's going to be like, you know, regular Autobots or whatever it is. It's going to be in his universe. The other one, they're not really sure, but the information people are believing it's going to be is Beast Wars.
Ooh!
Apparently, there's a lot of information people are finding about leaks and, like, apparently something that's been running through their...
Minds?
company shit lately is Beast Wars.
Yo.
So the rumor is that movie will be about Beast Wars.
That'd be crazy.
I don't know. This is not fact. Like I said, all we know is there are two Transformer movies, but...
These are rumors.
That's what a lot of people think, is that...
But Beast Wars
yeah.
Sounds cool.
And so we know the two writers attached to him. One writer is the guy who did the weak-ass movie Independence Day Resurgence, James Vanderbilt. And the other guy... is the guy who wrote John Wick 3, Parabellum, okay. Joby Harold. So we don't know who's doing what, but we don't.
Damn it.
But those are the names attached to those projects. So, yeah, man, what do you think about the prospect of a fucking Beast Wars movie, man?
It has me kind of hyped to actually go and watch Beast Wars, like in its completion, because I only saw bits and pieces growing up. You know, every time I got a chance. But I love the freaking Transformer toys, and that's like the one thing I collected a lot. So I'm down to see a movie. And just kind of condense it all for me. They should do a Beast Wars game, because I know they have a lot of Transformer games.
Yeah. I think there was a Beast Wars game, wasn't there?
Not to my knowledge.
You sure?
I'm not sure, but as far as I know...
He said, I'm not sure, actually. That's the whole thing.
I'm not sure, but as far as I know, I don't know of any existing Beast Wars game. It'd be cool if there is one out there. I guess that's Wags. Wags, you watch these on YouTube. Comment in the comments below. Everyone else make comments, too. Just say what up.
Right? AJ, you want to hit us with some news?
Oh, yeah. So, more EVO Japan. Some results on some of the main games that we play. Like, what's that game called? Street Fighter V. So, this is EVO Japan. And surprisingly, in all the top eight for every game, just six of them, which is BlazBlue, Soul Calibur, Tekken, Street Fighter, Smash, BlazBlue, Samurai Shodown. I think I said one of those games twice. Tekken, I'm not sure if I said that twice already, but those are the games. And all of them had a lot of Japanese characters or Japanese players on the top eight. which is cool, except for Soul Calibur. Soul Calibur was a big mix, and a few French people and European people made it in there for sure. A couple Americans made it in there too. But anyways, Evil Japan, all Japan. Evil Japan. Street Fighter V was all Japanese players. First place was a Sakura player.
Oh shit, a Sakura player?
Sakura got first place. Whoever played that character. Also, all the people that made it in top 8 in Street Fighter, I did not recognize. Actually, I recognized like one or two, but most of them I did not recognize. I have no idea who they were. In Smash Ultimate, top game, the grand finals, came down to an Olimar versus a Shulk. Olimar won.
Shulk made it to the finals?
Yep, with Olimar.
Dude, I want to see that.
And,
can we see that after this?
Maybe, yeah, we should check it out. And Soul Calibur, an American won. Blue God won, using Oswell.
Oh, God, he's defeated Drew.
And then, and that was like the whole mix. So two Americans were in there, Link Zors and Blue God, and Blue God won. And then in Tekken, this guy was he's from Thailand, using a Leroy won over a freaking Julia. The fuck. There was like 6 Leroys in the top 8 too. So Leroy is definitely kind of broken right now. So hopefully he gets a little bit better. He's a little too strong. I was watching some of the shit he was doing, and he was doing way too much damage for like a little bit of work.
He's too strong, and some of his moves are quite fast.
Yeah. So hopefully he gets a little bit of a nerf, but he's still a pretty cool character. But yeah, if it wasn't for that stupid Leroy, Julia might have won this tournament. Just saying. Actually, that Julia, he lost to that same person because Julia was in loser's pool, but from the same Leroy guy.
Damn. So that guy's
And then he got up to the grand finals and faced that same Leroy again and lost him at the end. It was a close match, though, but yeah. So those are some of the results. I don't know the Samurai Showdown results or the BlazBlue because I don't follow those games as much. And then lastly, they also, Evo gave us another announcement afterwards saying that next week, February 4th, they're going to give us the Evo list for Evo Worlds, which is taking place in Las Vegas. So at 7 p.m. on February 4th, Pacific Standard Time, twitch.tv/Evo. You can check out what they're going to plan and what games are going to be in the lineup. Also, I think they said next week, too, they're going to start opening the forms for anyone that wants to sign up for like Artist Alley and stuff like that. So if you're interested in going to Evo, check that out next week.
All right.
And then we'll probably have news about that because the 4th is right before the next show. Yeah, so we'll definitely talk about that next week.
Okay. On a side note, AJ, there is a Beast Wars Transformer game.
There is? You found one?
Dude, it's a 100% Beast Wars game. It's got a raptor's face on the cover.
Oh, fucking Dinobot, yeah.
And then it seems like you can be the Autobots. You can be Cheetah and the Rhino. And you run around as an animal. You can transform into a robot when you need to fight in combat and shoot and stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so straight up was a thing. I knew it looked familiar to me.
I do remember seeing this.
I was like, I'm surprised you can remember that. Because that cover looks familiar to me, at least.
Yeah, this cover does look familiar to me. That's crazy.
It was available for PS1 and computer, apparently.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Trip out.
Yeah. That's it, where you're running behind. Apparently, there's a fighting mode.
Yo!
I didn't see that. I don't think
Oh, these are metallics. These are the Beast Wars metallics. This is like...
Oh, the one afterwards? Yeah.
Now, Transmetals, my bad. Actually, it's right here.
Transmetals, yeah.
Dude, this is a quick Transmetal fighting game.
I didn't know that. But the other one's an adventure game.
I don't give a damn. It's a fighting game, dude.
That's the Beast War game, the one you're highlighting right there. Yeah. Anyway.
That's crazy. Dinobot, Optimus, freaking Rhinobot? I think he's supposed to be, anyways.
All right.
Transmetals, though. That's crazy.
So check it out.
You heard it here first.
Right? You're welcome.
All right.
So check it out.
All right.
Atari.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, we didn't news check each other, huh?
Do you have this already?
I might.
Atari is going to be building a hotel.
Yeah!
This is the one time we didn't fucking news check and we actually hit the same news. It never happened. Go ahead. Lead it off, AJ. We'll take turns. Let's go
All right, ahead. Yeah. Well, Atari is going to start building some hotels. They're going to start constructioning this year. First one's going to open up in Phoenix, Arizona.
And the lead one will be video game themed. We don't know about all of them, but the Arizona one...
I mean, they should all be.
We don't know for sure.
Yeah.
But they said for sure the Arizona, the first one, the flagship, will be totally video game themed.
As it should. The other ones that we'll be opening up afterwards are going to be one in Austin, Texas, Chicago, Denver, Colorado, Vegas, San Francisco, San Jose, and Seattle, Washington.
Yep.
And then what's cool too, actually it says right here, each hotel will feature game rooms. Okay, though that's not themed. The whole hotel isn't themed, but there will be game rooms, housing consoles, as well as AR and VR setups. Also, Atari actually is be coming out with a hotel, oh, not hotel, with a console pretty soon. So I'm pretty sure you'll see that there. They're also hoping for some big events to happen in their venues, like tournaments and stuff like that, which is exactly what I was thinking,
Evo,
too.
Evo? They're trying to get Evo and shit?
Maybe not Evo. Like, it depends on how big their hotel is. If that shit is big enough with an arena on the side, then yeah, maybe.
Imagine just an Evo hotel, like, period. Like, this is where sick. Evo happens every year.
But, like, having an Evo, like, next door to it would be pretty dope. But, like, definitely, like, some, like, a slightly smaller scale, like, tournaments would be dope though to have there, and just other like, esports like shit, like you know, shooting games and like League of Legends shit like that, you know. So that's what I'm hoping for sure.
Dude, that could be the future of arcades and gaming. Is like, imagine it somewhere like Vegas where that's all people have to do. Like, you can just go to that hotel and just go fucking play people.
Imagine just have tournaments like every like weekend or some shit.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. Like, just that'd be dope. Randomly.
Yeah,
you just go there randomly.
Have like a BYOC, BYOC council area just on the side somewhere that's always open. Someone just come in there, set
it
up.
It can even be like a It could even be like a celebrity hub because you're like, oh, well, all the gaming people are gonna stay here. I can go there and play them if I want to go play
somebody. Yeah, like, I can. Oh, Justin Wong's going to be here this week.
Yeah,
insane,
exactly,
you know,
exactly.
Chill like, out over here. Maybe I'll get a match with him.
There's a lot of potential in that.
That is,
idea.
You know, that is a good point. They're also saying that along the side with all that other stuff, they're also going to have, like, meeting rooms like you normally would have, a gym, some restaurants, some bars, and movie theaters as well. So those are all some things to expect there
movie
as well
theaters.
As yeah.
And the announcement vaguely describes this. A unique lodging experience combining the iconic brand with a one-of-a-kind video game-themed destination. Basically, that doesn't tell you anything.
No.
But that's what they said.
It sounds unique.
It sounds unique. All right, yeah, so that's the end of this. So Atari Hotel's coming soon.
Yeah,
Arizona first.
It's be dope to see. And Arizona's not too far away from us either, so.
Shit, I mean, if we made it a plan, like, we'd just go take a trip there just test it
Phoenix,
out.
To get to Phoenix, I've done it before, like a six-hour drive, I want to say, from here.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. All right, AJ, want to hit us with another piece of news?
Six or seven hours? I'm trying to remember. I guess I'll do one more before our music break.
Okay.
Yeah, because
you do one, I'll do one, and then music break.
Yeah. So this is just about the Madden prediction.
Oh, yeah, you got it?
Yeah, so I finally found something. Apparently, they've done, like, several games to kind of get an average. But the average out from playing Madden NFL 20 multiple times came down to the Chiefs over the 49ers, which I do not believe this shit. Some bullshit. It's rigged.
They don't believe it. Blasphemy.
But it's always by like a little bit, though. So it's never like a huge blowout or anything like that.
They were wrong last year, right?
They were wrong last year. So they're going to be wrong again this year. So.
But they were right the year before, right?
Probably. Yeah, they don't have a good winning streak with this prediction shit. Yeah. So that means, you know, Niners are going to win it for sure. And, you know, that's all we all want, right? So.
Yep.
But that was the prediction they made. I didn't get to watch any video of it. I'm not sure if that exists out there. I just read the article really quick. So that's what the Madden says. Let's see what the actual outcome is this weekend.
All right. My Niners. Last piece of news before we do a little music break. The previous head of Marvel Studios, before Kevin Feige took it, there was a head for the shoot-up of Marvel Studios. And, you know, he left. He gave it to Kevin Feige. But this guy's back in the movie world. He's fucking around again, right? He's actually bought the rights to the Green Hornet. Apparently they went on sale recently.
Wow.
And his name is Michael Helfand, by the way. And like I said,
so Seth Rogen didn't pick it up again?
I guess he didn't have the balls to do it
again.
But yeah, Green Hornet will be... their rights have been bought by this former owner, former leader of Marvel. And he's he'll be making it under Amazia Entertainment banner. And basically he said this will be a bridge of the film worlds of both America and Asia. This will be the movie that'll unite Asian movies and American movies and just be a neutral movie for both is what he's saying.
Jackie Chan didn't do that?
I don't think I feel like it gets weird because they have movies produced by China and they have movies produced by America, and then like it just kind of falls in that way, and we never see a lot of those.
What about
Chinese
Donnie Yen? What about Ip Man? No,
there's it's more American studios doing that, so I don't know if.
But that was all like in Chinese though. I had to read subtitles to watch those movies.
Yeah, No. Oh yeah. Wait, actually, the Ip Man ones are Chinese studios.
Ah, damn it.
Yes. Yeah, so there's like only the third one had American influence. That's where Mr. T or Mike Tyson.
Tyson was in it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's because the third one finally had an American studio involved. But this will be the first movie. He said equally American and Asian, and it's gonna be pretty balanced. He also said he's really excited to be doing a movie that's a superhero that's totally off in his own standalone world. Like, we don't have to worry about connecting it. We're not thinking about connecting it to anything else. He's like, it's just its own thing. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know if there's really room for Green Hornet, because when I was a kid, he was the least interesting TV show. Because, I mean, they would have a superhero block. It was a two-hour block. You would get American Hero, Wonder Woman, Batman and Robin, and that and the Green Hornet. The one I always was like, I don't know if I'm going to watch it or not, was always Green Hornet. It's a little boring, but you know.
Yeah, I've never seen Green Hornet. I kind of knew about him a little bit. My only knowledge of Green Hornet is the Seth Rogen shit.
I didn't see it, but I heard it was funny.
It was pretty good. It was funny, yeah. I'm not sure how true it was to the original, but it was pretty dope. And I kind of get the idea. I'm not sure how they portrayed him, actually.
Did they play the music?
I think they did, yes.
Okay, cool. If you don't play the music, I don't fuck with you for Green Hornet. Music is very important to Green Hornet. It's low-key the best part.
True.
Right?
Makes me want to watch Kill Bill, though.
Right? I know, man. I know what you mean. Whenever I get in, like, crazy driving snares, I turn the Green Hornet song on.
Dude, okay. What's his name? Murs has a Green Hornet.
Yeah, he raps on it. Yeah, they slow down or something. He raps on it. Yeah, I've heard that.
Fly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which I actually heard in a racing game. That's how I know about that song.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
I got it from Midnight
game.
Club, LA. I heard that shit, like, dude, I gotta get this fucking track.
A Green Hornet sample. Yeah. Dope. All right, that being said, we're gonna jump into Music of the Week.
Yeah, speaking of music, right? Oh, yeah, speaking of Music of the Week, I should probably get that queued up right here.
Music power.
That's right. This is Music of the Week. It's the part of the show where we share some music with you. It's what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to.
Yes, sir.
And you know what? I think I want to change my Music of the Week.
All right, well, I'll go first in that case. Mine is from the newly released Eminem album. It's called Music to be Murdered By.
You had one last week. That's the same one, is it?
Wait, did I do Eminem last week? I thought I did.
You did an Eminem.
I thought I ended up not doing Eminem last week.
No, you ended up doing it.
Okay, give me a second.
We're both changing music up.
Yeah, don't trip.
All right, well,
I know what I want. All right, go on. You
all first. Right, well, my track, in celebration of this weekend's game, the big game, because we can't say Super Bowl or some shit, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Hey, so is that still a thing?
I don't know. It might be. But E-Fody did a track, because, you know, he's from the Bay Area. Niners are Bay Area. So this is a track called Niner Gang.
All right, and my song is called Dante's Creek by a group called They. I think it'll sound a little familiar for 90s kids.
Wait, who are they?
You'll find out.
We'll motherfuckers! Okay, and then I remember that I need to have a freaking... You know, do your shit first, because okay, I gotta find my plug. Stupid little adapter.
Give me the plug.
So T's track is first.
Shoot it!
This is the most unprepared music of the week we've ever had. We'll be back after these messages.
Yeah. dead? Who are we?
All right, we're back from the music of the week, guys. And my song was called Dante's Creek by They. And if anyone knows from the old school 90s stuff, that's a reference to Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, I recognize the track.
I figured you caught that.
I'm like, this song sounds familiar. I don't know why.
Yeah, I thought you would like that.
My track was Niner Game by E. Fody.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sprinkle me, man.
Good.
And now that was pretty much a 49er anthem. So, you know, just putting out the good vibes out there, you know, got to speak it into the universe.
I spelled it with the number 9 ER gang.
That's fine.
All right, cool.
What's funny that there is this meme that someone put out too after the Niners like beat this one team, the Packers.
Yeah.
And it was their quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, on the floor. Or no, he's talking to his therapist. That's right. He's talking to his therapist. It's like, I was like, I'm so scared. Like, you know, this after I got tackled, it was like, bang, bang, Niner gang.
Oh, shit.
That was like his word bubble. Or like, I just keep having these dreams
where I got tackled, made that commercial?
No, he'd make that. It was like a meme.
Oh, okay, someone okay, posted. Okay. I thought you said it was a commercial. So I was like,
that'd be funny with an actual commercial.
That's almost funnier than it's a meme. All here is bang, bang, Niner gang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Is it? Let's get back to the main part of the show.
Okay.
This is the news.
The news.
So I'm just now realizing that I got like two pieces of news left.
Oh shit! Well,
wow. I thought I had more.
Let me go on a quick news spree one time before you pick one in. So anime, pretty famous. You guys might have heard about it. Bleach.
What is? Oh.
You heard of that one, right? So, Bleach was...
Never tried it.
It was an anime. You can only try Bleach once. So, Bleach was an anime that was really, really good for a while. Then it got okay. Then it got shitty.
And then it got good. And then it got shitty.
And then it got shitty, yeah. But, you know, the manga, you know, even though the anime got shitty and they canceled it, the manga kept going. And they finished the story and they... There was a lot of cool payoffs, you know. Like, don't get me wrong. It wasn't great. There was a lot of things to make you mad. But there was a lot of cool payoffs, the things that people always want to know, like where's Ichigo's powers come from, you know, what's Kenpachi's Bankai, like all this cool shit, you know, and people were kind of salty, you know, they know the show wasn't that great, but you know, people started to get salty because like, dude, they built up all these fucking finales, how come we don't know the people's ending, right? Unless you read the manga.
Damn.
But now...
So did they just stop in the middle of the manga or something, didn't finish it, or did they skip some shit?
No, the manga continued. The manga finished, the anime just stopped.
Because, where that ending part happened?
Yeah, so they beat Aizen.
Ah, okay.
They beat Aizen, and they started... Spoilers. They started the new arc. Oh, yeah, maybe I should have said that so easily, huh?
Well, anyway, damn, he lasted to the end? That's fucking crazy.
They beat that fool, they start the new arc, and no one fucking liked the first season of the new arc, so they just canceled the show.
Oh, shit, okay.
But the book kept going, and the book actually did some pretty dope-ass things here and there. But, you know, the industry was over it. The studio was over it. But now there is an announcement for Bleach's 20th anniversary, which is this year. They're going to have a special...
Wow, really?
Yeah, I know, right? Dude, Bleach started when we were... Damn, dude, damn, that's crazy.
So it had to have been out before we started seeing it.
And Bleach started in 2000. The book came out in 2000.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, because we didn't start watching the anime till like 2005.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the book's been out since like 2000, I guess. So we're Bleach's 20th anniversary. And for that, they will be doing a special segment at the Jump, at the Shonen Jump event. Like the Jump, basically their version of, you know, Comic-Con.
Yeah.
For okay. Shonen Jump. They will have a segment for Bleach. And the segment is called Bleach's 20th anniversary and explanation of Kubo's new work. So a lot of people are believing that that means that he'll be making a new anime for Bleach, especially since everyone's been fighting for it and pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really know what it's going to be, but you know, a lot of people's money is on OVA, a 16-episode OVA, kind of encompassing everything that happens afterwards. But, you know, I guess we'll only know a little bit closer to the summer.
Maybe they should do that for a different anime that was out, you know, a little bit longer before Bleach, you know? Something called, I don't know, Rurouni Kenshin?
You're going to say it. You're going to say it. Yeah, man, I don't know if they're going to do that. Man, we've been waiting for that forever. We've gotten everything we've wanted from Kenshin except for the anime, as a matter of fact.
Just about.
Got live action, got a new manga, got a new recreation anime.
But I'm not sure if we wanted that, though.
No, we didn't want it. No sequel anime, though. No sequel anime.
Yeah, you redid it with some new voices and some new slang, but now I think they're trying to match, you know, the new, you know, re-release. They want to match it to season, the season that didn't exist. I think that's what they're trying to do.
I think you're right.
Right, and they succeeded.
But well, this Bleach, if this is truly an anime for Bleach, which we don't know 100% yet, but if it really is that, this will be focused on the 1,000-year blood arc, which is basically a blood war arc, which is between a war of the Quincheys and the Death Gods.
Oh, so that's actually going to happen now, huh?
Yeah, if they take this seriously, if that's what this announcement is, that's what it's going to be. The Quincheys versus the Death Gods.
That's crazy.
And it's kind of what we've been hinted at since the very beginning of Bleach. They've been talking about it since the beginning.
Yeah.
And we never got any fruition to it until now, so... You know, hopefully that does come out. We'll see what the announcement is. We'll know very soon in the next couple months.
All right.
I should do another one, maybe, huh?
Actually, if I may.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Tekken just put this out on their Twitter a couple hours ago. Tekken 7, an update version 3.21, includes battle adjustments to Leroy Smith and planned for release in mid-February.
Mid-February?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. This says mid-February.
It doesn't say anything about the battle corrections?
Doesn't say what it's going to be. No. It also says battle balances adjustment for other characters will be done before the start of the TWT 2020 series. So the Tekken War Tour. But yeah. So they specifically say there will be battle adjustments to Leroy in the next release. So the release that just came out, like just the other day, probably didn't have this yet. But I guess after what we saw at Evo Japan and how many Leroys
were
fucking
it.
Running it, and Leroy actually won the tournament, they're probably like, yeah, okay, maybe we should do something about this new Leroy that we got here. So that's why we got this announcement, I guess, now and then, releasing in mid-February. So in a few weeks, we'll have a new patch that would patch Leroy.
All right.
I'll be here first.
Other news... One of my favorite horror movies of all time, followed by one of my favorite horror studios of all time, is going to be remaking that movie. It's called The Thing. It's a movie by Kurt Russell. He was in it. And basically it's about motherfuckers are archaeological diggers in the Arctic. And they dig some shit up, and it's...
As you do when you dig?
Looks like an alien spacecraft.
Ooh.
Fuck is this shit, right?
Yeah.
And then, so, you know, they go about their shit, they continue their digging... And something from the spacecraft got out and starts fucking them up and killing them all and shit. I don't want to give you too many details for anyone who's never seen it. I want you to be surprised because The Thing is a classic movie. It usually falls into like top 20 lists of movies ever made.
It's called The Thing, huh?
It's called The Thing, yeah. There's like 5 versions of it, one way back in black and white, but the best one is the 80s one by Kurt Russell. Anyway, they've remade it a bunch of times. No one likes any of the remakes except for that one, and they're doing it again. So I don't know how to feel about this because it's being made by one of my favorite horror studios right now, Blumhouse.
Okay.
They've made a lot of cool things lately.
All they do is horror.
Yeah, that's not all, but mostly horror. Mostly horror. They lean towards horror a lot, very strongly. But, you know, they've done a lot of great things lately. But this is one thing I kind of don't want them to touch.
Really?
It's just really good. It's really cool sci-fi because the whole thing, it's like, it kind of starts, this is the idea of Secret Invasion for Marvel. Remember how you didn't know how anyone was a Skrull? That all comes from The Thing.
Oh, wow, okay.
All that whole mythology, it all comes from The Thing. Like, everybody looks like each other, but you're not a person. You might actually be an alien. All right, let's test everybody. You know, like, the person who acts weird is the fucking alien. You know, it's like
that. It's a witch hunt.
Yeah, it's a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt. Except there really is a witch.
Oh, shit.
that's the only scary thing about it.
That's the twist.
Yeah, that's the twist. So, Thing is being remade. I don't know how to feel about it. You guys let me know how you feel, maybe through emails or through comments.
Do we know who's, like, in charge, who's writing it, who's directing it, who might be in it?
You know, I do know a little bit.
That might give us some hints to...
I like that you asked that question, AJ.
If you see anything that says M. Night, just close it up. Don't even bother.
Oh, it's not that much for sure. That was the first thing I checked for. The producer is Alan Donis. He's done a lot of things in the past, and he's a big fan of John Carpenter, who's the one who made The Thing.
Okay.
I don't know what he's done in the past. I'm going to have to look into it and get back to you guys next week.
All right, but that will be our hints to see how this plays out.
I'm still scared. All right, yeah, so The Thing remake coming. One thing I'll say before AJ does another piece of news.
One thing, I see what you did there.
All right, one other piece of news I'll give before I hand it back to AJ real quick. There was a movie that was released on Netflix. It was also in theaters, but not at a huge capacity because it's kind of independent, kind of cheap. But everyone fucking loved it, and it was really good, and it had a big-ass star in it. Not that she has a big-ass... No offense. You know, Scarlett Johansson...
I was going to say, too.
Yeah, I don't know. Scarlett Johansson was in this movie called Under the Skin. And if anyone's seen it, it's on Netflix.
I've never seen it.
Very fucking creepy.
Do
very
we get
weird.
To see anything about her skin?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yes. But I don't know if you'll be turned on. But, you might be really fucking creeped out.
Damn.
Because it's a movie about an alien taking the guise of a person.
You're in his alien vibes this week, are you?
I guess so, man. Space. The final frontier. But no, this is a movie that came out a couple years ago, maybe 3 years ago.
2013, it says up here. Shit! Oh,
God damn! 2013! I thought it was like fucking 2016, 2013. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
So it's older than I thought. This came out when Ultron came out, basically.
Oh, wow.
So when all of you guys are going to see Ultron, this movie was also in theaters, yeah, low-key.
Scarlett, Johansson's on the inside, like, you know, doing some other shit.
Mm-hmm. And this is an independent movie, very low-budget, very simple, very plain, but it's about an alien taking the form of a very beautiful woman, and that beautiful woman... that alien with the form of that beautiful woman takes advantage of that and uses it to eat people. You know what I mean? Like, she lures you in and she eats you.
Hmm.
And it's a really, really good movie. I really like it.
It's a man-eater.
Damn, Hall & Oates never lied. but apparently they wanted to make a TV show about this.
Oh, interesting.
And
a Dexter type of show?
Yeah, well, we don't know the details, but basically that's what I would assume, you know? It's taken by my second favorite horror company, A24.
I've never heard of them.
Oh, do you have?
Oh, okay.
I'm going to look for a list of movies done by A24. I guarantee you've seen at least two or three in the past few years.
Oh, shit. Our camera froze.
Oh, fuck. No.
No, you can still talk.
All right, okay.
Camera frozen means nothing. Not around these parts.
So, this coming out, or people wanting to make a movie out of this, ended up starting a bidding war. Because apparently this movie was such a big moneymaker because it was so cheap and so independent that whoever made a gang of money off of it. And so the prospect of a TV show got a lot of companies' attention. And A24 is now, which they're the ones who made the first movie, by the way. They made this movie Under the Skin.
Okay.
And now they're in a fucking bidding war because everybody wants the idea of this show because they know it's going to be low budget and cheap and they can make some money off of it. And yeah, so A24 might have a problem right now. Other financiers that wanted film for the BFI and Creative Scotland, to name a few. These are all some pretty, like, not as big, but, like, pretty big movie industries. They all want this fucking shit. They all want to make the show. I hope A24 gets it. It's not done yet. It grossed $5.4 million for being an independent, so that's probably why everyone wants it.
Hmm.
You know, you have a chance to at least make a few thousand, $100,000 off of this money, this movie.
Yeah.
Or this show. So yeah, I recommend watching it. It's on Netflix. It's a cult classic. Everyone loves it.
Could it be extended out to like a full-fledged TV series?
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't know if it's a sequel to the movie or if it's going to be like a brand new story on a similar concept or if they're going to remake it. It's weird when you get things like this now because I don't know where they're going to go with it. Like continuation, prequel, remake.
Yeah, remake, yeah.
There's so much things you can do with it. Like, I don't know.
I guess we'll find out.
I guess we'll find out.
That's what I'm finding, like, thinking about for, like Last Airbender, Avatar. Like, what are they going to do with it? Because they're limited to, like, 13 episodes a season. Yeah. But each one's going to be, like, an hour long. So
they can cover,
like,
two episodes or three episodes.
Yeah, like, are you going to try to smash two episodes into one? Or are you going to do, like, you know, just detailed episodes in some different form? How are you going to retell things?
Well, as far as Avatar The Last Airbender goes, I'll tell you the one thing I did hear from them. They said they will keep some stories that were used in the anime, but they will also create some brand new stories that will still make the same point.
Hmm.
You know, basically, I'm guessing him interacting with random people of the earth, of the land.
Maybe redoing The Great Divide or something
Yeah, or maybe like people that knew his other lives, you know, may come into the story.
That'd be cool, because now that they have so much material that they've kind of built over the years throughout Korra and stuff, maybe they can start including a lot of that.
Yeah, now they can pick and choose a little bit. We know so much about Roku now that we didn't know. Kiyoshi that we didn't
know. Yeah,
Kiyoshi
for sure.
Yeah, they can now fuck with that and pick and choose things out of that. And the creators are on it, so, like, you know, they know everything. That's pretty cool. I like that you asked that question, too.
Let's see if they do something like that, then.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You want me to pick it up?
Go for it.
So, Pokemon Home was kind of given some details now. So Pokemon Home is going to be this mobile app, and also going to be like a thing you can download on your Switch, I believe, as well. It's kind of, it's pretty much replacing the Pokemon Bake, which the Pokemon Bake was this little app in your Nintendo 3DS where you can transfer your Pokemon into, and then they're just pretty much sitting there. So you can reset your game all you want, but your Pokemon will be good because it's off on a separate game or a separate little file. And then you can always reload them back in, given that, you know, it's compatible. So if you had like a newer game, it was compatible with like Sun and Moon and all that. But this one's going to be working for like the, you know, Sword and Shield and all that. It's supposed to have some connectivity with the Pokemon Go as well. And the details that we got for it, for one, there's going to be a paid tier system. So if you, and Pokemon Bank had the same thing too. But if you want like a 1 month period of the Pokemon Home, it's going to be $3 a month. Or if you want to do a 3 month thing, it's going to be $5. Or if you want to do a full year, it's going to be $16. So that's kind of the tier system. Previously, Pokemon Bank was like $5 for a whole year. So this is definitely a new step in a different direction from that. Also, there are four ways that you can trade Pokemon using Pokemon Home when you're using a mobile device. So if you have your, say, Pokemon saved on your phone, you know, that came from Sword and Shield and all that, you can actually trade those Pokemon without having to have the game with you.
Oh, that's dope.
Which is pretty dope. One of them is Wonder Box, which I'm pretty sure is the same as Wonder Trading, which I used to do a lot of back in the day, because when you're breeding Pokemon, you're getting all these trash Pokemon that you don't want, you end up Wonder Trading them away and just getting some random shit back. Sometimes you get some good shit back. But Wonder Box, I'm pretty sure, is doing exactly that. You can place Pokemon into these Wonder Box, and they will be traded even when, you know, you're not using the game and all that. There's the GTS, the Global Trade System, is another thing you do. You can choose a specific Pokemon that you want to receive, and then you just wait for someone to be matched with you to give you what you want for whatever you ask for. So that one's more like, not like you're getting something random back. This is more like you're asking for something and getting that thing in trade for whatever you're sending out. Right. Room Trade and Friend Trade are two other things. Room Trade, 20 people can be in there at once talking to each other, trading Pokemon around. And then Friend Trade is where you can, you know, just have one-on-one with a friend and, you know, trading Pokemon and all that. And then there's other modes to this too, which is pretty cool. There's even more to do with it, which is, I guess, makes it almost worth the monthly fee they're making you do here. You don't have to do the monthly fee either. But if you do the monthly fee, then you'll be able to use that Room Trade stuff. I think the other two things or three things, maybe you don't have to have it be paid for. But the other things you can do with it is if you're enrolled in the premium plan thing, you're paying for the service and all that, you'll have a in-judge function where you can kind of check out your Pokemon and see their actual stats right there, which is pretty cool, especially if it shows you like IVs and shit like that, which is something I would want. In the Yours Room tab, so there's going to be our Your Room tab, trainers will be able to see all sorts of information about events or games they've connected to the Pokemon Home. They'll also be able to edit their profile using stickers, which I'm assuming is a thing you can obtain. It is something that you can obtain when you meet certain conditions or perform certain tasks known as challenges. So they're going to have challenges and all that. You can also look at battle data from, you know, types of battles you have too. So that's all like some just a cool like little data thing you can have on your phone that connects to your games. So that's going to be Pokemon Home, and it's supposed to be out next month.
Finally got some details on that shit.
Yeah, a lot of details too, which sounds pretty cool. So this looks exciting. I'm down to get it when it comes out. But yeah, look out for that.
All right, you have one more, right?
I do have one more.
Okay, so check this out. Emily Blunt. You know her?
Name sounds familiar.
Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise.
That movie sounds familiar.
Devil Wears Prada, Mary Poppins Returns, A Quiet Place, Sicario. You never seen none of these, huh?
No.
Man, you're really disappointing me. I picked the most popular shit I could find.
You said A Quiet Place.
Yeah, the horror movie.
And she, so is she the main character in
that
movie?
Yeah, she's the mom.
So then the dude was John Krasinski.
Right.
So these guys are married then.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so.
I still don't know her. I just know that detail.
Wow. How do you know so much about her and you don't know if she...
You know, I hear things, you know. I pay attention to things. I watch these things? No.
Okay, well, you're very accurate and you're very right about that. Nice. At least you know who she is now. But, you know, they're a married couple. They're both actors. And they did A Quiet Place together. And I suppose they were, like, a really good team in that.
Because they're married.
You know, maybe. Some married couples suck ass together.
literally, but, sometimes.
I don't know about that. No comment. But I'll tell you this. Emily Blunt has been rumored for a long time, like, or not rumored, but fans have been pushing for her husband and her to be Mr. Fantastic and the Invisible Woman for the future Fantastic Four movie coming out from Marvel.
Yeah, yeah.
People won't shut the fuck up about it.
I never heard about her being for Invisible Woman, but I've always heard John Krasinski for Mr. Fantastic Four. Or, yeah, Mr. Fantastic for
Fantastic Four. Because they're married, you know, she's blonde, he's brown hair, like, you know, it makes sense. Easy connection.
Yeah.
And she kind of looks like her. You see this picture here? You can see it, right?
I see that, yeah.
So, guess what? Just today, it was announced Marvel had a meeting with Emily Blunt.
Oh, wow.
So this is something I've been saying for a long time. I don't think Marvel would make her the Invisible Woman because everyone's fucking pushing for it. They never do that. Every time we think, when they talk to an actor, we always think they're going to play one thing and they never play that thing. They play something totally different. No one knew Cumberbatch was going to be Doctor Strange. Everyone thought, I forgot what they thought he was going to be, but I know they didn't think he was going to be Doctor Strange.
Yeah, we were all hoping for Triple H for Thor back in the day.
You're right. But yeah, man, like, so, you know, Marvel likes to throw curveballs, so I don't think she's going to be the Invisible Woman. I actually think they've been, Doctor Strange is coming up sooner. They've been talking a lot of shit about Doctor Strange. I think she's going to be Clea, the niece of Dormammu and the love interest of Doctor Strange. She looks about the right age. I feel they're both British, you know? I feel like they'll get along well. I feel like it's too early for them to be talking to her about
crumpets.
You know? Exactly, AJ, you know. I feel like it's too early for them to be talking to her about Fantastic Four when that movie has not even fucking been announced. Like,
hasn't been announced, but who's to say they're not working in it right now?
I definitely think they could be working on it, but I think they would much rather cast something like Multiverse of Madness where we know the release date.
Yeah.
It's coming up soon.
Like, but they just said they had a meeting with her. They didn't say she's casted for anything.
Nothing.
Just said a meeting.
But it's a casting meeting.
Yeah, we talked.
It's a casting meeting.
Oh, okay.
But we don't know what it is. You're right. We don't know. Nothing's for sure. Nothing's
but
solid.
Also, too, you know, just to maybe add to the fire that everyone wants here, maybe, you know, we'll get an introduction to the Fantastic Four, you know, peppered out through some of these movies in the future.
Right.
And then later on, we'll get a Fantastic Four movie. So maybe they're looking for these characters now.
You could be right.
And so they can kind of just show up being like, oh, hey, I'm a scientist, you know? Oh, what you working at? Oh, some negative zone shit. Yeah. Oh, that sounds cool. All right. Who are you, by the way?
You very much could be right about that, AJ. I don't see that being impossible. You're right.
Especially if you're getting a multiverse of madness, you know, some science motherfuckers would be good to kind of be in the side trying to feel like, what's going on here? Let's get to our negative zone. See if this anything has to say, you know?
See,
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I kind of feel, oh, I definitely think you're right. But I feel like this is going to happen in Ant-Man 3 / what I think is going to be called Giant Man.
Yeah.
But I think Ant-Man 3.
Yeah, we did say that, yep.
You know, that'd be dope. But yeah, so Emily Blunt, for anyone who's a big push of the idea of her being in Marvel, she talked to Marvel today. So it could be happening. We don't know. She could have also said no. Keep this in mind. They could have had a conversation with her about being someone, and she could have easily said no.
True.
This happens all the time.
True.
Patrick Stewart, you know, like a few days before we heard, Patrick Stewart met with Marvel.
Yeah.
A couple of days later, he found out he said no.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so, you know.
I heard something like they were talking to him because they wanted to get, like, some advice to, like, oh, who would you want to, like, you know, take your place in a way?
Yeah,
that
was my conjecture. I didn't know.
Mm.
But that was my guess because I'm like, he already said he wasn't going to do Professor X again. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Like, they must be asking his advice. Like,
probably.
I don't know.
You know any other good, like, bald dudes? Sir?
You guys all hang out together, right? Come on, man. Who's your favorite bald dude? Come on, man. As a quick side note news, if anyone, speaking of Patrick Stewart, if you want to watch the first episode of Picard, which is the new Star Trek The Next Generation series, first episode's on YouTube for free. So if you want to watch it, you can watch it right now on YouTube.
Cool.
You heard it here first. You're welcome.
Yeah. One last question about Emily Blunt, because I keep hearing the word Blunt in her last name there.
Yeah.
Blunt. Any strands called Emily Blunt?
There should be. Or they should just call it Mary Poppins. I would fuck with that. Yeah, she flies, you know? Like, I thought it was clever.
Yeah. Diplomat's like, I don't think so.
You know what?
Well, someone needs to get on that.
I like how someone like checked. Diplo, what up? Long time to see you.
He's lurking until he heard something that you need to chime in on. All right. Well, you got any other news, or should I move on to my last piece here?
You give us the last one. I got one more, but you give us the last one.
All right. My last one, which I like to keep some weird news for the end a lot. But check out this shit, which you saw me playing earlier. So apparently in Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, there's R-Wings in the game. Now, you never see this, of course, right? You played Ocarina of Time, right?
Hell yeah.
You ever seen any R-Wings around?
Dude, I played multiple versions of Ocarina of Time, and I've never seen no fucking R-Wings.
But they're actually in the game's, like, data and shit like that.
The art is in there. Huh?
Yeah, like, the ship's actually in there, and them flying. So this right now, what you're seeing on screen, someone actually did some weird stuff to the game to actually load those R-Wings into the game. And they're actually, like, attacking, like, R-Wings. So the reason why they're
they
in
even
here,
have a laser attacking, like, R-Wings.
Yeah, it's actually shooting lasers. So the reasons they're so, like, prominent in here, like they are in Star Fox 64, is because when they were making this game, they needed some way to test out, like flying movements and a locking system. So that's why, dude, even them crashing on the floor and setting on fire is in this code here. That's just tripping me out right now. But yeah, so they needed a way to test out flying and locking systems.
Fucking crashing and blowing up is in the system. Yeah. That's fucked up.
But they loaded R-Wings into the game just to test out, okay, how's flying going to work and how's a locking system going to work? So that's why R-Wings exist in the game. And they just never really scrubbed it out of the game. Kind of just got left in there, you know, as most games are like that. And people end up finding these things eventually. So a couple of people, yeah, I mean, you can get this with, like, you know, like a Game Shark type of thing and stuff like that. But there's other ways to access code if you're, like, really into, like, the cheating shit. And I've seen this all the time. Are you familiar with the Mew, how to get Mew in Pokemon Blue?
Yeah, you have to, like, fuck with this shit because his dad is in there, but he's not in there. Yeah, I remember.
So the way you would do it is, like, something weird. Like, you got to walk and see someone, push pause at a certain spot, fly away. And then when you do that, the guy that saw you thinks you're there, so he starts walking towards you, but
yeah,
you're flying away.
I've seen someone do it online before.
And that has some empty code that the system's trying to push, but it can't do it. And then once you see a specific Pokemon later on, or you do something specific, then when you go and see someone again, then that code restarts itself, but then it loads with other things you've seen, and that's how you get a Mew. So it's some weird code that goes on, and people learn to do this in different type of games in different ways. And that's how they got R-Wings here. They did some weird shit with some weird save file stuff, able to manipulate the code in some way, and able to load in these R-Wings that exist in the game. It's called arbitrary code execution.
And you're sure you don't have to move that truck in the St. Anne?
I'm pretty sure you don't.
Okay.
People have tried. They hacked the game to hell to try to move the truck.
I was just joking.
All right. But yeah, so that's pretty crazy to see that in the game, and just to see how, like, yeah, just watching this right now even more is just crazy. Right. And freaking Link throwing boomerangs at the poor R-Wings. But look, I like the fact that it crashes and goes on fire.
That's what tripped me out. It blows up and hits the ground.
Is there any, like, fire thing like that in the game?
Yeah, there's fire like that in the ground.
Oh, okay. So then it's not that surprising then.
No, but the fact they do a crash and an explosion is, yeah, you took the animation from this and from this thing and then made something happen. Like,
yeah.
Because there's an enemy that attacks that throws fire on the ground that's burning. That's what's happening there. And then there are enemies that explode. So they took those two things and put them together and made the R-Wing crash. Like, that's nuts to me.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time. That's a lot of energy.
Or it's just a lot of good code working correctly.
Good code, either way.
Something.
Yeah, a lot of good code. All right. Last piece of news?
I'm done, yeah.
Got anything else? No?
No.
All right, so I've mentioned this about a year ago, maybe even more. Netflix is working on a One Piece TV show. Live action, real people.
Yeah, I remember hearing about
this. Yeah, we mentioned it. They came out and started talking about it officially. So I'm assuming the production is now underway. I'm going to refresh you guys on all the things I already told you about it. All
right.
Because that's all. Everything they're saying here is everything I told you a year ago. But now they're just telling you themselves. So keep
now
that
coming
in mind.
Out back.
Keep in mind you heard it here first. But yeah. So One Piece is now going to be under production. It will be a live action adaptation of the anime. And it will give us a new take on the Grand Line. They also have the creator of One Piece overseeing and executive producing. So he's making sure shit goes in the right feel, in the right way. They said this will not be in a direct, exact adaptation. Liberties are going to be taken. Shortcuts are going to be made to make the story happen. Yeah, you know, shit happens. I don't mind. As long as you do it artfully and the creator's involved. And so that's happening. They said for now, there's a plan for one season. They have in their mind plans for more seasons, but they're going to start with one. It's going to be 10 episodes only, Game of Thrones style.
Whoa.
Like, you know, but it will still keep the feel of One Piece, meaning it'll probably still be kooky, dynamic, funny action. It'll still be
comedy. Are they
going to
use those characters that we saw in that commercial I showed you? Those actors?
Oh, imagine if they use those weird-ass One Piece actors?
Yeah.
That'd be fucking crazy.
Yo, how many episodes are usually in the season for One Piece?
26 episodes?
Like 26, like they normally do?
Yeah, like regular anime season. I feel like that can be captured in 10 episodes if they do an hour each one.
Yeah, if they do an hour each, that's like 12, 14 episodes, right? Something like that. 13. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could do that.
They could do it. I think it's possible. Hopefully what they do is what the first season did. And the first season of One Piece is all about getting the main five characters.
Thinking about it, Avatar could do that shit too, because it's about 26 also in an episode, and they cut it down to like 13 episodes like Netflix usually does, an hour long. Yeah, that actually makes sense.
Yeah,
I'm not worried anymore.
Adds up pretty well, actually, as a matter of fact, right?
I thought I heard like 10, though, episodes, but anyways.
That's what I heard about One Piece, so I wouldn't doubt Avatar's 10, too. Lost in Space is 10, right? So I wouldn't doubt that 10's the number.
Lost in Space.
Yeah, Lost in Space, Netflix, the show.
What is that?
You don't watch Lost in Space on Netflix?
Nah, I watch Dragon Prince and shit. You know, Voltron.
Dude, Lost in Space is up your alley.
Have you seen Voltron?
I have.
Hey, you saw Voltron?
Not all of it, but I've seen it, though.
Have you watched Dragon Prince?
Yeah, I saw the first four episodes.
I like it.
I like it.
Finish
it. Nah, when I get to it. I like it a lot, though. I want to finish it. I want to make Leslie watch Korra first.
Nah, not necessary. You don't watch Dragon Prince.
I think Korra is necessary.
All right. It's for Avatar. She hasn't watched Korra yet?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my god. Leslie, are you watching?
She's watching.
Why haven't you finished Korra already?
I bought her the box. She has it.
You have the box.
Anyway, Anyway. What was my point? What were we talking about right now?
I don't know what we're talking about. Oh, well, One Piece. Live action.
It's happening.
You were correct on everything you said last year.
Yeah. The only thing I didn't know, the only new information here is that it's 10 episodes. We didn't know that before.
Yeah.
There are 10 episodes. It's still Netflix, still Game of Thrones style. I hooked you guys up with the good-ass information because they're confirming everything I told you before.
Nice.
We don't have a release date because I think the production is just starting, but I'm going to say 2022.
I don't know about...
Maybe late 2021, but...
Yeah, I see it 2021.
Actually, you're right. Netflix production goes pretty quick.
Yeah.
So, all right, maybe late 2021.
Like Avatar Last Airbender's production should be starting next month. So
and they're talking about... They already have a release date.
Did they have a date already?
I think they said 2021, like May, March or May, like something with M.
Okay.
Yeah, so like even though that hasn't started, they already know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're right.
And they'll probably like, film, a few episodes. Oh, no, they'll usually throw their shit all at once, huh? So they can't like, put an episode out while they're filming like the last couple.
They gotta be done.
They gotta all be done. Mm-hmm. And whatever, they'll do it. I believe in them.
Me too. Netflix is so like...
But yeah, I expect it to be out. Like if they're starting production now... Yeah, I'll give them a year.
They're pretty systematic. Yeah, you're right. I see what you're saying. You're right. It'll probably come out really quick.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I don't doubt 2022, but
no,
2021 sounds likely.
That sounds more likely for sure. But yeah, I guess that basically ends Unfocused for this week. AJ, you got some plans for your Unfocused week?
I am going to be bartending Saturday. That's why I made a Mai Tai just for practice. And it tastes pretty good, so I trust myself to make more.
All right. And is there a theme this time, or what?
Red drinks is a theme. Mai Tai is really that red, but it's almost red. I'm making some berry margaritas and strawberry mojitos.
You're not going to make a Fire Nation cocktail?
You know what? If I can, I would. But I don't know of any.
You know about those cocktails that you light on fire on top?
Oh, yeah. Get some... some of that high-end, what's it called? Like 151 rum or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Some high-alcoholed rum.
Firebending mojito.
Yeah, shit. I can just light a piece of mint on fire and,
It'll go out too fast.
It's okay. It's for the flare, you know?
True enough.
I burnt my lip taking a fire shot. Only because
You can burn yourself taking those shits if you take them too fast.
You're supposed to... I did the opposite. I took it too slow and I burnt myself.
Oh, is it if you take it too slow, you can burn yourself?
I think either way it can go, but the reason why I burn myself is because I was like, when should I take it? When should I take it? Should I take it now? And the glass got hot. And then when I shot it, I kind of
glass was hot too.
Yeah, I put it kind of against my lip a little bit, and I burnt a little bit of my lip.
Fuck.
Yeah. So that's another thing to worry about. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first, guys.
But aside from bartending, I think we're doing freaking Guilty Gear again.
Yeah, I'm down. That noise. That's one thing we haven't been talking about. Guilty Gear is the shit, man.
Yeah, I've been playing Dizzy because Dizzy like the only character I really know how to play because I used to play Dizzy back in the day. What's her name? Bridget with the yo-yo. She doesn't exist anymore. Supposedly
really?
She died or some shit, like Chris was telling me. So no Bridget. Now it's the other
she
character.
She died in the storyline and her style is just not there anymore?
Homely du fromage. That's what I heard. So
weird.
So more of that. More, I guess, figuring out the system for Guilty Gear. More Shang-Hua training, because that's what I've been using this whole time. And Soul Calibur 6, the Shang-Hua. And, you know, I'm getting a flow now, so I'm ready to start, like, you know, digging into the bag of tricks again, see what else I can find now.
You've been getting pretty comfortable, I've been noticing.
Yeah.
Dude, I wish you would play with... I wish you would watch me play sometimes, dude, because sometimes I run into some super menacing Shang-Hua's where I really have to, like, change my whole style to beat them. It's so... It makes me so mad, dude, like... Because, you know, Taki's whole thing is, like, outspeeding them. That doesn't always work with Shang-Hua.
She has some fast shit, yeah.
Yeah, she beats Taki to a lot of shit, and I'm like, I have to really change my whole style to kill a Shang-Hua.
She has some attacks that are as quick as Taki, so if you're not even, you know, then, well, it should be even at least, but I mean, if they're pushing the button the slight second before you, yeah, they're going to beat you.
Well, the problem is Shang-Hua has a lot of moves that make you stall. She has a lot of guard breaks and heavy hitting moves that make you fucking reel back. So it doesn't matter if you're as fast as her. She wins now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when she hits you with one of those.
Yeah. And I got to learn all my counters, too. I've been learning those right now, too.
So yeah, you've been doing good with the counters, man.
Yeah, now I got to find follow-ups with those counters now. That's the next thing to do. And then, you know what? I remember I played some Pokemon Go. I haven't played that in freaking months. But I played some Pokemon Go. I dropped off some Pokemon in some gyms recently because I realized I'm running out of space. So I can't really catch so many more Pokemon. I got, like, space for two more, so I'll be trying to release it. So I'm like, let me go put some Pokemon in some gyms so I can win some coins. And I'm so close to getting being able to buy upgrade to my box. So that's what I'm working on in a way right now. I'm just kind of lightly playing. I haven't really gone venturing out. I'm just turning on the game wherever I'm at. Like, oh, what's here? Okay, catch this one Pokemon. Spin this one stop. I'm good. There's some new shit going on in there, though. There's a new button. They're going to introduce Pokemon. For Battle Go. When you go into the menu, you have your Pokemon stash button. You have your shop button. You have, like, your settings button. Something else I'm missing there. But now they're adding a go battle button or battle go button where you can actually battle people now that are, like, not around you. You can battle someone across the world now. So,
oh, shit.
Yeah, before in Pokemon Go, you only battle someone that you were friends with and you exchange codes and, kind of be local with them. Yeah. But now you'd be able to battle anybody anywhere. So I think they started releasing that today because I was just on Twitter right now and I saw the Pokemon Go feed saying, like, oh, yeah, if you're level 30, we just opened it up to you guys as you do this battle stuff now. And I'm level 30-something right now, so I'm actually able to battle.
Hmm.
And maybe I'll check it out. I don't know. I haven't really battled at all, so I'm not sure how it works. But, yeah, I'm playing a little bit of Pokemon Go. Oh, yeah, there's this new buddy shit now. It's all right, whatever. I don't want to talk about it. and then maybe go pick up some Sonic comic because I know there should be a new one out by now.
All right. As for me, I'm going to get the next Avengers comic I need because that last one was a big cliffhanger. It was really dope. And I really could see the next movie being based on that shit. So I'm going to get that. More Soul Calibur. More practicing on my new character.
Do it.
What else? That's about it. Oh, The Expanse, that sci-fi space show that's on Amazon Prime. I'm going to watch more of that shit, too. But those are the main things I'm focusing on. There's a brand new set of X-Men titles coming out next week for everyone to know. If you're following, especially the, like, Revolutionary House of X, Powers of X, the new X-Men shit that came out last year.
The comics.
Yeah, the new titles are coming out. And the new titles are called, there's three. There's Wolverine. There's X-Men and Fantastic Four, and then the last one is Giant Size X-Men. So those are the three you want to look out for. If you want to continue the Dawn of X,
called Giant Size X-Men?
Yeah, because the old school is called Giant Size X-Men. You know, the one where the first time you see Wolverine and Colossus and Storm, that first issue was called Giant Size X-Men number one. That's why they call it that. Hmm. Like, it's a reference to the old school.
Okay, that's crazy.
Yeah, so that's the first time you ever see the new X-Men, the ones that you and I know, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this one is called Giant Size X-Men number one. Jean Grey and Emma Frost are on the cover. Fantastic Four and X-Men that has Professor X, Storm, Sue Storm, and Franklin Richards on the cover. And then lastly, Wolverine. It just looks savage. It's all red and him looking all bloody and shit.
Hey, who's Sue Storm?
The Invisible Woman.
That's her name?
Susan Storm.
Her last name Storm?
Susan Storm and Johnny Storm, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Invisible Woman and the Human Torch.
Oh yeah, that, okay. That, I knew that actually.
You know what?
It threw me off for some reason.
You know why? You know why I threw you off?
Why?
Because you might know her as Susan Richards.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. That's actually more correct. That's actually more correct.
Because she's married. I'm like, yeah. But he isn't like Richard. Like, or what's his name?
Reed Richards.
Reed. Yeah. Is that Reed Storm? You know, like what the fuck? That's a Storm family.
All right. So quick Marvel lesson. When Fantastic Four started back in the day. They weren't married yet. And she was the Invisible Girl. Mm. Yeah, and they
she
were
started
just,
young.
Yeah, they were just friends. I mean, you know, they were all young except for him. But they were just friends. They were
robbing the cradle.
They were dating and shit, you know. And then one of the biggest events in the Marvel comics of the Silver Age was the marriage of Mr. Fantastic and the Invisible Woman. And now she's called the Invisible Woman. And that's when she made the jump from Sue Storm to Sue Richards,
yeah.
Which is exactly why you're confused, because sometimes in the old school shit, they refer to her as Sue Storm. And more modernly, she's Sue Richards. So it's not your fault.
And they did that because there's a character already named Storm, so they wanted people to get confused.
Maybe. I wouldn't put anything past them. Maybe. That sounds about right. All right, you guys, this is episode 247. Thank you for joining us on Unfocused.
One thing I remembered I want to do is play more Sonic, because I haven't played Sonic. Like I said last week, oh, yeah, I want to play Sonic and collect all the emeralds and beat everything outright. I haven't even touched Sonic. I was going to today, but I just got caught up in doing other random shit. But before we head out, new trivia questions that you cannot see. I keep forgetting because it's green. So question one, the setting of which game is Whispering Rock Psychic Summer Camp? That's the setting of which game? And the second question is, which should be an easy answer if you were listening to the beginning of the show, actually. What are the controllers for the Nintendo Switch called?
Ha! Wow, if you were listening to this episode, you're straight.
Yeah, that's funny that this trivia game is so relevant, like it's so new.
Yeah, everything's
that's crazy.
Pretty up to date.
Yeah, it is. That's awesome. Like, it's even more, like, it now has, for sure, at least, like 2 years old.
It has Switch things on it.
Like, yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, those are your questions. You can tweet us, you can email us, or you can shout it out in chat now or next week. But we'll be revealing those answers next episode.
Unfocused, bitches.
Unfocused. We out?
We out.
All right, where's my outs music? Ending.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
Also, you can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Arcanine came back with 50 coins. Just saying. I got my box.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!